This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, back in the saddle again, have been since Tuesday. And we are, of course, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight, which is something we like to do because I would be willing to bet you whatever amount of money you have that when you turn on some of these nationally syndicated shows in the morning at your favorite radio station or even the local shows, you're going to hear what we've been talking about all night long on those stations. But as your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, we try to specialize in tomorrow's news tonight. We broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to many, many Salem Media Group stations around the country on the GCN radio network, on the satellite, and of course we're out there on USA Radio Network too, selected stations, and some pretty good independent stations across the country. And hello to Washington, D.C., WZXI, and our affiliate right there around the water and the east side. Certainly they can hear us there in D.C., and we appreciate some of the comments we've been getting tonight from WZXI listeners. Now, we give a special shout-out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, and especially our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatch, the Customs, Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, the FedEx drivers, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail center haulers, got to have your mail, and, of course, our suicide jockeys delivering the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And, yeah, the price went up yesterday, told you, about 30 cents most areas of the country per gallon. So if you didn't get your gas, shame on you. So let's also give a shout-out to the people that listen to us at the MeWe, the Gab, the Parler, the Getter, the Trump Social, and our Twitter page, Captain's America, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. Well, first of all, joining us, he's been with us all night, all week long, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning again, Captain.
Yep, and hold on, because we're going to bring in the man, the myth, the legend, the all-around good guy that knows what the hell he's talking about 99.99999% of the time, Frank Sovato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain, I was debating on whether to go back to the firehouse days and give you a big heaping helping load of crap about taking so much time off, but I decided to give you a pass.
Trust me, my friend, if I could have got back any sooner, I would have been here. Wild horses couldn't have kept me away.
I have no doubt about that. None.
Yep, and to the brothers, by the way, in the fire service, of police officer buddies, military friends, EMS and whatnot, thank you so very much for all of the kind words I've gotten from those guys and gals. And, of course, I owe my life to a couple of really sharp police officers and a really sharp ambulance crew, because without them, we wouldn't be talking.
Well, you know, you put in so much time on the other side of responding to the call that mm-hmm. when you actually have to use it, it's pretty impressive what we used to do.
You betcha. All right, let's say the pledge and get going. Are you ready, Kyle?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we did that in triphonic, stereophonic sound. There you go. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, I got to start it out. Donald Trump gets indicted. What the hell? Now what?
Well, they're going to keep throwing everything at him that they possibly can from every source that they have control over until something sticks. And that's just the bottom line here. No matter what the subject, no matter what the angle, no matter who the prosecutor and what jurisdiction, until something sticks on this guy and they can say going into 2024 that he is guilty of something, so he shouldn't be the president, they're not going to stop. Now, the thing that we really should juxtapose here with that situation is if it was anybody else, and it's 2 points, if it was anybody else who didn't have the money to have the lawyers that Donald Trump has, they would have already been convicted, and this candidacy would have been over.
Yeah.
And that's really what they want. But two, if this was Hillary Clinton, if this was Barack Obama, if this was Bill Clinton, the media would be screaming holy hell about the persecution these people are under and the weaponization of the judicial system.
Yeah.
So if anybody thinks for a moment that it's just a fairy tale that there's a two-tier and a favorable judicial system for the left, this is your example. Look at it, understand it, consume it, and start getting angry about it.
Well, I think I'm beyond angry, and I'm definitely going to try to do what I can on the radio airwaves about it, as well as the different groups I belong to, because there's a lot of mobilization going on right now, because Joe Biden has no idea the sleeping giant he's awoken. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and, of course, our good friend Frank Silvato, over at undergroundusa.com. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about.
For tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens, with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
In the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And I thank you very much, Frank Silvato. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends over at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S Nissan. Now, if you go to the website Moss, M-A-U-S Nissan.com and take a look at the availability of the cars and where they're at, and keep in mind that the original flagship store is up there in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. All you got to do is mention my name. The captain sent me. That's all you got to do. And it'll open up the door to where you'll save a bunch of money. Now, here's what goes on at Moss Nissan when you mention my name. All active duty military. All retired military. All professional, full-time, and retired firefighters, EMS, and police officers, as well as church pastors, too, get tremendous discounts afforded to you on select vehicles. That's all you got to do. M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com. You serve, you save. That's what they call the program. You serve, you save. All right, back to... first of all, Frank Silvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
And we've got our good friend Kyle Warren, my go-to guy, who was around during all of this. And I want to thank him personally and publicly again for the great job that you've done, Kyle, keeping the people informed.
I appreciate that, Captain. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Now, we obviously have more to talk about here. And I'm going to let you ask the next question to Frank, because I know you got one picked. So go ahead.
Well, you know, Frank, the captain and I were talking before a little bit about what's happening up in Oregon right now. There are now 12 different counties. A 12th county just voted to join what's called the Greater Idaho Project because these counties don't believe that the Oregon government really represents them anymore, and they want to literally break away and go join Idaho. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. This is something that just didn't happen overnight. They've been working on this vote to make it successful for years. But it's a hell of a statement. You know, when you have counties, when you have a significant number of people and a significant area, too, by the way, when you look at those counties, want to break away from a state, that's a state in crisis. Now, the chances of it happening are very, very slim because there has to be a sign-off by the federal government on the formation of any new state. There has to be a constitutional charter to create things, and that constitution has to be accepted. So with the miscreants and the gerrymandering and the political opportunism in Washington, D.C., you know, it's they've still got a very steep hill to climb to make it a success. But you have to look at this as a statement of people saying we're tired of the urban areas running roughshod over the rest of the state. The same thing happens in Illinois. The same thing happens in New York. It definitely happened in California, where a bunch of counties in Northern California want to break away from the larger state because the blue areas suck the money and the resources away from the rural areas or the more rural areas, and they get nothing in return. You know, you could pull back 30,000 feet and look at the country and see the same malady happening. You've got red states who do a much better job of being fiscally responsible, who send all their money, their citizens send it, their corporations send it, to the federal government, that keep bailing out failing states, and nothing returns in proportion to the states that are being responsible. So, you know, if we see some kind of division in this country, you know, you hear people say we need a national divorce, or there's a second civil war coming. It's not going to be with bullets and blood. It's going to be an economic thing where the states say, you know what, we're not doing this anymore, because every time we want something, the federal government says no, but they're bailing out states like California, Illinois, and New York with our money. We're getting nothing for what we're giving to the federal government. And that comes from bureaucracy and from favoritism. So, you know, one of my favorite subjects is nullification. And I got a book coming out very soon on that issue that talks about just this, how states can claw back the power, claw back the money, and let the blue states drown. If you're going to be spending like California does, be almost $1 trillion in debt, then you're going to have to deal with it because there's not going to be any money to bail you out.
Well, it makes sense to me, Frank. And, of course, we're talking to Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com is a website. And, of course, my sidekick, Kyle Warren, from The Kyle Warren Show. Now, there was an interesting Supreme Court decision yesterday that probably wasn't supposed to take place. And it was the Supreme Court surprise voting rights decision on a voting rights law in Alabama.
Yeah, they rejected the redistricting map that the GOP drew up down there. And, you know, that happens from time to time. When states start gerrymandering lines and it's not proportional, it gets to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court gets to strike it down or affirm the map. We do want to look a little bit harder, and I've got to read a little bit more on this subject to become more knowledgeable about it, but we do have to look harder about the double standard that the southern state, that is Alabama, has to reach with voting rights in order to be able to draw those maps. Ever since the end of the Civil War, there has been a litmus test that southern states have to pass. The DOJ has to sign off on their redistricting because of you know, it was the punishment that they had to pay after the Civil War, related to race, related to voting rights and race. Now, we've come a zillion miles since the Civil War, and the southern states, everything below the Mason-Dixon line, they have had to put up with this for way far longer than they should have. When you look at states like Alabama and Mississippi, they are predominantly black now. They've got more people that are black in the legislatures. Their civil rights records are eons ahead of what places like, again, Illinois, New York, and California are, but the DOJ doesn't look at them. They don't have to rise to the same litmus test. So hey, I'm going to look into that a little bit more. We should all be a little bit more cognizant of that, because if different states are playing by different rules, we're not being treated equally under the Constitution, and that in and of itself is unconstitutional.
Mm. We lost a legend yesterday in conservatism and an evangelist to boot, namely former TV host, full-time, helped start the Christian Broadcasting Network, Pat Robertson. What a tremendous individual he was, plus a United States veteran.
Well, you know, when we, and I hate to say this because it just projects mortality, but, you know, the older we get, the more people within our sphere of time will start to depart. And we're going to see the scions of every sphere that we exist in, whether it's religious, political, societal, cultural, artistic. You're going to start seeing people that we were familiar with, people who are in our generation, start to pass. So instead of mourning, I think we should celebrate their lives, take a look at what they accomplished, stand in awe if it warrants, you know, but it's, you do have to recognize it, acknowledge it, give him his due. You know, there's respect to be given there.
Well, I agree 100% with you. Now, can you stick around for an extra segment?
You bet.
Okay, because, Kyle, we still have a lot to talk about with Frank, none of which is any less important than the other. And, of course, I want to talk to Frank about this article he wrote. It's entitled, If We're Going to Push Back, Let's Start at the Beginning. There's a lot of really solid common sense in there. You need to read this article. Frank's going to tell you about it. And we're going to let you know a little something, too, because I agree 100% with the article, Frank.
Well, you know, it's the topic of the article is free speech. And quite honestly, we don't have it in the United States today.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't.
All right, my friend, hold on. Kyle, you hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more right after this break. And let's see. I scraped somebody up off the sidewalk here. Look who I found. Look who I found to take us to break right now. Here we go.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. The indictment remains unsealed. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But you're not going to see him, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff. And this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and Company over there, a very patriotic American. And I support him because he is, amongst other things, MyPillow.com. Now, once you hear this, you want to save 80% on some of the MyPillow products? Well, you can do it. You can do it. All you got to do is go to the MyPillow.com website, enter the promo code CAPTAIN when you see that save 80% stuff, and you will do it. Could be anything from pillows to towels to sheets to slippers to pajamas, to whatever it is that he's selling that day at an extremely reduced level. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number, if you want to talk to somebody live and in living color, phone number is going to be 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Give them a call, check them out, see what they can do for you. You're going to be glad you did. You're going to save a boatload of money. A lot of people are doing that right now because money doesn't grow on trees. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, Frank wrote an article over at undergroundusa.com. It's entitled, "If We're Going to Push Back, Let's Start at the Beginning." It is a fascinating article with a game plan to get these, this scourge that's out there, and I'll call them what they are, the scourge, this bunch of losers, this bunch of just fools that are trying to ruin our great United States of America. So, Frank, have at it.
Well, this goes back, and, you know, if you were aware, back in the late 70s and early 80s, this goes back to when political correctness was a joke. I remember vividly there was a publication out called The Politically Correct Handbook and Dictionary. And it was something that you stuck in somebody's stocking, somebody who was more political at Christmas. It was a stocking stuffer. It was a joke. It was meant to make fun of it. And everybody, you started hearing it. That's not politically correct. You have to be politically correct. Well, that morphed from a joke into being serious. You know, that's not politically correct. You can't say that. And that's where the censorship began. That's when the attack on free speech began. It started small, started as a joke, and today it gave birth to wokeism. It gave birth to the thought police. It gave birth to other people, a small group of very vocal, dominant, elitist, self-anointed guardians of what language is, gave way to giving them the power to say what you can say, what you can't say, and today, what you can believe and what you can't believe. And this has morphed into things that have been codified into law. You know, when you hear about hate speech, the first question that's always come to my mind is, okay, who are the arbiters of the definition of hate? Because one person, and you've heard this before, mm-hmm. one person's freedom fighter is another person's terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, today you've got, we used to say, well, this person is a pedophile. He preys on children. He's a child molester. He's a criminal. Mm-hmm. Now they're calling them, I believe, youth-attracted people.
Jeez.
You know, groomers. They're softening the language down to change what the taboos in our society are, and because they control what hate is and what isn't in the public sphere, thanks to social media and the eruption of activism in this country, which is a completely other topic. You know, they get to say that if you don't use the right terms, then you're a hater. You know, if you don't agree with us, you're a hater. And in certain, if you're talking about race, you've got no voice if you're a white male.
Mm-hmm.
None. You know, you're a white supremacist. You should sit down and shut up. It's everybody else's turn. You had yours. That's not what a free republic, what a constitutional republic is. You silence no one, even mm-hmm. the lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying, hey, let's go after the woke people and shut them up. I don't care. Go ahead and say what you want to. Your right to throw a punch must end where my nose begins, though. You don't get to tell me what I can believe, what I can't believe. You can't tell me what I can say and what I can't say. I don't care about your microaggressions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about if you feel that you're being offended. There's nothing in the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that guarantees your freedom from being offended.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like it? Turn the channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's got to be that way because we're losing individualism.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kyle and I had a discussion a couple hours ago about a constitutional republic versus a democracy. We are not a democracy.
Absolutely not. I wrote a book about that a few years back. We are a constitutional republic. The framers and the founders despised what a pure democracy is all about because it doesn't protect the rights of the minority. It tramples the rights of the minority because it's mob rule, 51 to 49. So if you cobble together enough votes, you win, and you get to make the rules without a care for protecting the rights of the minority. And in a larger argument, again, coming back to 30,000 feet, looking at the country, this is what the movement to expunge the Electoral College is all about.
Right.
The Electoral College was crafted to be able to protect the rules of the rights of the minority at a state election level for the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got people, well, let's move to a popular vote. Really, it should be one vote, one person. Well, it sounds nice, but it doesn't protect the minority.
Right.
So, you know, in a constitutional republic, they've leveled the playing field so there's opportunity for all. Not equity, because that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Equity is socialism. Equity is communism. An equal outcome for all, regardless of whether you produce or whether you feed from the public trough.
Okay, so let me
what we do.
Let me bring in Kyle. Kyle, you got about a minute. What's your last question? Make it your best.
No, well, I appreciate very much what Frank is talking about because, you know, Hillary Clinton just recently, Frank, called the Electoral College an anachronism, you know, as if this is just some vestigial part of our country that really just needs to sort of shrivel up at this point. And they're trying to make hay with this.
Of course they are. And they're making headway. They've got a movement that's got states that have already signed off on it. If it hits a level, everybody comes in full force. They try to make it a constitutional amendment to expunge the Electoral College. Hillary Clinton is a fascist.
Yep.
She's always been a fascist. She'll always be a fascist.
Yep.
She doesn't care about the rights of the minority. She only cares about power. She's a greedy, horrible human being who should be kept away from the seats of power as far as possible.
Well, Mr. Frank, I have enjoyed our conversation back and forth I have over the years, and this was more stimulating and more interesting than some of the other ones we've had, so I look forward to talking to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, my friend.
You stay low, my friend, and welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Kyle, you're going to be back tonight on the weekend edition. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have some great talking points again. Might even have an interesting interview or two in there. We'll see. Depends on who we get a hold of today during the day. But, Kyle, I want to thank you again publicly in front of this big national audience that we've got for the job that you've done. Everybody, I mean everybody, loved the way you filled in, loved what you're doing, and they realize that you are a natural at this.
I appreciate that, Captain. That means the world to me, and I thank everybody, and I thank you, and it's my pleasure, my honor to have helped out. Thank you.
And I will talk to you tonight, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
All right, thank you. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, he's the real deal, folks. And I really enjoy this more than you'll know, being able to be back with the audience and talking to people. And I got a whole bunch of messages, again, I can't really get to just yet. But I will. And Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is coming back with more after Kathy takes us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. We appreciate you. And, of course, we appreciate everybody tuning in. And thanks so very much for the well wishes. Appreciate all of that. Now, this portion of the program being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. Now, you know that I've worked with them for years. They're one of my longest-running sponsors. And you know that by running with them for a number of years, I've gotten to know them, the whole crew, inside and outside, the installers and whatnot. And from installation to the parts to the cleaning that they do, to all of the different things that they can do, they're the best in the business. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local, experienced, and they know what they're doing. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, joining us right now, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, otherwise known as a good guy to have as a friend, Patrick Hyland. Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. Good morning to you. Sounding great, man. I love it. How about them Florida Panthers rallying late?
Man.
Them Golden Knights.
Yeah.
OT, man.
Yeah.
Game three. They're not going down fighting, as we like to call them, the Ice Kitties. They're doing all right, man. Got to represent the state of Florida, and I'm really happy that they're giving them a run for their money. The Golden Knights are a great team, and we'll see if the Panthers, if this is the momentum they need to possibly turn the series around and win it.
Mm-hmm.
The Knights are still up 2-1, so they still have the advantage. But now sometimes you win one, Cap, you can come back. 2-0, you can come back. 3-0,
We know who did it before, and it was the Lightning.
That's right. So let's give the Florida Panthers credit down there in South Florida and congratulate those guys. Hopefully they'll finish out the series strong. I hope it goes 7 games, and I'll be pulling for the Florida Panthers. But either way, it'll be the first Stanley Cup for either franchise, which is always neat. I like seeing that, Captain. How about you?
I do. I really do.
Yeah, just new blood, give somebody else a shot to have some glory, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big dynasty guy, but that's me. So, anyway, get into some football news here, Captain. The Broncos linebacker, Browning, great, great guy. Hopefully he's going to be okay. He had knee surgery. Defense end Clark agrees to sign with the Broncos. So Denver out there is trying to make some things happen for our people out in Colorado who listen to the show, because I get calls from Colorado, and I'm sure you do also.
Yep, I do.
It's a fantastic station out there, so I want to do a shout-out to them. Interesting news. Mr. Bavakwa will exit NBC Sports to become the next Notre Dame AD. So we'll see what he's going to do there at Notre Dame. Paul Hornung said something probably 20 years ago, Captain, that, hey, you know, I'm all about getting an education, and that's what college is all about. But if you all don't, you know, loosen up your entrance requirements, we're never going to have a great football team again. So let's work on it. So we'll see if this guy falls in that line or if he's just going to strictly, you know, go by the book. But I know a lot of people either hate Notre Dame or love them, and that's kind of the neatness of that, those type of franchises or institutions that happen. So I'm real happy about this, Captain. NASCAR's implemented safety changes after that Talladega crash.
Right.
You know, we don't need another, lose a great driver like Dale Earnhardt Sr.
No, not
Daytona. I don't like that. Don't care for it. I'm not a big crash fan either. A lot of times, too, I think some of it, is forcing people out of the way. Now, I don't mind bumping. Is the old, I'm sure a lot of people saw it with Tom Cruise, Duvall. It was a great movie, Days of Thunder, you know. And then also former Fred Thompson, Tennessee representative, you know, politician, and also Law and Order actor. He was real cool about it. He said, hey, bumping is fine. Just don't be crashing into each other. So that was pretty interesting. That's how they did this. And just made me think of that movie, Cap. So,
okay.
We still have the NBA playoffs going on. So Miami Heat are still fighting there against the Denver Nuggets, the Mile High City. There we go with Colorado again. A lot of things happening in South Florida and out in Colorado, Captain. And it's 2-1 in favor of the Nuggets, and we'll see if the Heat can make it happen. So it's interesting. Both series are 2-1, and the Florida teams are with the one. So it's kind of funny. And then tomorrow, Captain, we got the Belmont Stakes, the final leg of the big Triple Crown. There won't be a Triple Crown winner this year, but it was 50 years ago, Captain, that Secretariat came on the scene and won it all. You know, long shot for the Triple Crown. Everybody thought it was a joke. Well, that horse wasn't a joke, and neither was the owner. And they really did a great job making it happen. So, just good to see. You know, Cap, what are your thoughts? You know, you being a military guy, with the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour merging, the Saudi Arabia money. I mean, how should we go about that, in your opinion, sir?
I would prefer, Patrick, to see Saudi Arabia stay out of this. Golf is an American game. Saudi Arabia is coming to the game late, and Saudi Arabia is trying to use, $400 million to entice some of these guys to contracts. Uh-uh. It's called prize money for a reason.
I agree with you, Cap. I just wish, it didn't go down this way. I mean, everybody's entitled to make money. That's, the way it is. But it's not cool.
Did you see what they wanted to give Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it?
$1 billion. Good God.
Well, soccer player, Messi. Okay, one of the best soccer players right now in the game. They were going to offer him $1 billion, the Saudi Arabians, and he said, no, I'll stay and play in Miami and I'll be happy.
Right.
So that's pretty interesting. I respected that. Let's go over some baseball standings here, Captain. The Rays, they're 46-19. Golly, that's impressive, man. 700. 700 and we're a third into the season. To me, that's just unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah, but everybody in that division, is either, above 550 or just a little under 500. That
right.
division's very, very tough. Minnesota Twins, the Red Sox, the last place in the AL East is the Red Sox, mm-hmm. and the first place in AL Central is the Twins. And they both have the same record. Mm-hmm. So that baffles me. The AL West has gotten a lot better, Captain.
Yeah.
Talking about our friends all the way out in L.A.
Yeah.
Cal Warren's team, the Los Angeles Angels,
yep.
they're 34-30, and the Astros are 36-27, and the Rangers, they have a great team this year.
Yep.
They're at 40-21. So it's going to be a real dogfight, there in baseball to see who's going to make it in the American League. And it's amazing. I don't know what's going on down in South Florida. We thought the Marlins would be lucky to play 500 ball, but they're playing a lot better than that. They're 35-28, and the Braves are 38-24. So, and then the Brewers and the Pirates will battle it out there in the Central. And the Diamondbacks and Dodgers, as always, seem to be the two teams out there the last few years.
Well, you got about 30 seconds, so wrap it up.
Okay, Cap. Well, appreciate you letting me come on the air with you, have fun talking sports. And during the week, I help out people save money on their insurances. So feel free to give me a call. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. Catch the Sports Zone from 11 to 12 this Sunday. Thanks, Cap. God bless.
All right. See you soon, my friend.
You got it.
All right.
See you soon.
Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Sports Zone over on Facebook. Go check it out, the page over there. You'll be glad you did. And I'll tell you what, Patrick is a real deal. He can help you with your insurance needs. He's helped me. He's helped a lot of my friends. And as I said, he's the real deal. No bars added. Just an all-around good guy. And those are the people you try to help. So there you go. All righty. We're going to wrap it up. And we're going to see you tonight. Don't forget, I'm all about America. That's what we do here. We're all about America. This program is America first. All the way has been, will be. I'll be back tonight. God bless America. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy whatever it is you're doing. You don't have a lot of time to do it. Think about that. Coming from the source here. God bless America, everybody. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.